Many breast cancer patients who've had their second breast removed as a precaution don't actually need the double mastectomy. Researchers who evaluated more than 1,400 women with breast cancer found nearly 7 out of 10 who underwent preventative removal of their healthy breasts were not at high risk of cancer in the unaffected breast. The dual procedure has increased markedly in recent years, even though experts suggest it can only be considered in these high-risk cases. A home-based walking program benefits people with poor blood circulation in their legs. Study included patients with peripheral artery disease, or PAD, a narrowing of the arteries that can cause leg pain and hinder walking ability. Previous research found that supervised exercise programs can improve walking and reduce the symptoms of PAD, but this is a study, the first to examine the effects of home-based workout regimen. The participants in the home walking program were told to try to walk at least 5 days a week, building up to 50 minutes a day. Regular exercise may increase the odds of bladder cancer survival, but smoking and a delay in diagnosis are two factors that might increase the risk of dying from the disease. First study found that regular physical activity can reduce the risk of dying from bladder cancer. Meanwhile, the second study found that women are more likely to ignore blood in their urine, a key warning sign for this type of cancer. By not visiting their doctor, women are more likely to be diagnosed after the disease has progressed, making it more difficult to treat. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.